Well, we know that this is one of the most vulnerable areas in the Democratic Republic of Congo, that even before the violence in the Kasai region, that there was a baseline of access to services and a baseline of children who were suffering from severe acute malnutrition. What we see now as this kind of crisis intensified is that we have 400,000 children who are going to face severe acute malnutrition this year. And what we also know is that about one-third of the health centers have been either destroyed or looted, and an even greater number is no longer functional because staff are afraid to come to work, or there's not enough medication, or there's not enough supplies.
And you say that the nutrition situation is particularly concerning because farming is very difficult because of these ongoing clashes.
Yeah, we know that about 1.5 million children are affected by this violence. 600,000 children have been displaced. Now, you can, you know, do the math there. Those are families that are running for their lives because terrified of different sort of armed clashes between security forces and rebel groups. And oftentimes those rebel groups do involve children who've been associated into those groups. And so it's a particularly sort of complicated and quite vicious series of confrontations and rather unpredictable. Families are unwilling to kind of risk their lives going out to the field. They're unwilling to kind of really plant crops because they don't know how long they're going to be in that location. What we've seen over the last 6 months has been not just one displacement, but oftentimes two, three, four layers of displacement where a family will flee for their lives, set up in a community, in a host community, try to get onto their feet, but then there'll be a rumor of conflict coming closer, and so they flee again.
Yeah, and this repeated displacement is really what makes people much more vulnerable, we often hear. I wonder, given the security problems and the lack of access, your priority must be to reach them, but how?
This is a real concern, and certainly we're working closely with the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo and sort of UNICEF teams are on the ground. We have two field offices that are fully functional and are really scaling up their response. We already have effectively multiple crises going on in this particular region. What we don't want to see is an outbreak of cholera. We don't want to see an outbreak of any sort of waterborne diseases. So these interventions are possible. It's extremely challenging. And this is, again, one of those areas where we as the United Nations can only sort of applaud the courage and commitment of our colleagues who are literally going into these situations where it is overwhelming, it is a dangerous environment, but they're doing it because without this intervention, children are going to suffer.
Yeah, but presumably to do that, you need funding. What does UNICEF need to address this latest challenge, nearly 400,000 children at risk of severe acute malnutrition?
The Democratic Republic of Congo is certainly one of the biggest challenges globally for the world community, and it's often overlooked. It's UNICEF's biggest single country in terms of a UNICEF projects and responses. We still have a 25-year-old crisis in the east where there's people who are still displaced from the conflict in Rwanda, and there's people who are displaced in the conflict that subsequently followed that. You have a baseline countrywide problem where there's 2.2 million children in the country who have severe acute malnutrition or who face severe acute malnutrition. But overall, in the Kasai crisis, UNICEF is calling for $40 million of support. Now, this is not just a part of the core programming. This is an additional sort of emergency fund that's going to need to be deployed. We're finding that the international community is starting to step up. There are donors who really are paying attention, and certainly the reason why we are putting out these kinds of messages to sort of invite them and to say, look, work with us. We're going to have teams out there going across the rivers and literally into the hardest to reach areas to reach these children, but we do need the funding.